Oberlin, Ohio. Why, oh, why did I go? You don't know what I know, but Oberlin, Ohio is D-I-R-T-Y. So dirty, so dirty, so dirty, dirty, dirt, dirty. So dirty that I got bed lice while I was there. Yo, if you stay overnight in Oberlin, then you might wanna wash that robe you're in, cause the bed bugs bite like a Doberman when you're over in Oberlin. If you think there are no vermin in Oberlin, then this song's gonna be so sobering, cause the bed bugs strike like a cobra when you stay over in Oberlin. Check it, I checked into an inn in Oberlin. In fact, it was the Oberlin Inn. I thought I'd be refreshed and rested. Who would have guessed that my guest bed would be pest infested? I woke up looking like I was stricken with chicken pox. More bites than YouTube views of dick in a box. I looked like raw hamburger, so I went and saw the manager. But he was like,
"Sir, that's unlikely. We're a pricey hotel, we're lice free, and you're a crackpot."
But when I went back to pack, what did I spot but a little black dot on my bedspread? Jackpot. Come here, bug. Trapped it in the case where I keep my earplugs. Brought it to the manager, stuck it in his face, and got the room free and some vindication. Yeah!
Go, Napkins! You showed that bug to the manager. Uh-huh. Yeah, Napkins! Showed the earplug case to the manager. Oh, yeah! Go, Napkins! Right up in your face, Mr. Manager! And you didn't even have to pay for the room. Was it worth it?
Hell no, cause I'm all about peace, I hate to get thugged. But man, I hate to get some bed bugs. I'd hate to have to go get some lead slugs, shoot up the bed and make some dead bugs. I'd rather hang out with friends and get hugs, or get a little high on a pothead's drugs, or cuddle on a rug with some purebred pugs. Any of those would be better
than the dreaded bed bugs of Oberlin. I don't ever, ever wanna go again. I'm an obophobe, you know, bro? And I don't mean I'm afraid of the oboe, no, no. Whatever part of the globe you're in, whether you're dirt poor or a nobleman, Democrat or Republican, whether you hate chocolate or you're always Russell Stoverin, whether you believe in Jehovah, Zen, or even a four-leaf clover, when you pray, you should pray that they will never get below your skin in Oberlin.